Philosophy in the Bedroom by the Marquis de Sade. Two libertines. Voluptuaries of all ages, of every sex, it is to you only that I offer this work. Nourish yourselves upon its principles. They favor your passions, and these passions, whereof coldly insipid moralists put you in fear, are naught but the means nature employs to bring man to the ends she prescribes to him. Hearken only to these delicious promptings, for no voice save that of the passions can conduct you to happiness. Lewd women, let the voluptuous Saint Ange be your model. After her example, be heedless of all that contradicts pleasure's divine laws, by which all her life she was enchained. You young maidens, too long constrained by a fanciful virtue's absurd and dangerous bonds, and by those of a disgusting religion, imitate the fiery Eugenie. Be as quick as she to destroy, to spurn all those ridiculous precepts inculcated in you by imbecile parents. And you, amiable debauchees, you who since youth have known no limits but those of your desires, and who have been governed by your caprices alone, study the cynical Dalmance. Proceed like him, and go as far as he, if you too would travel the length of those flowered ways your lechery prepares for you. In Dolmance's academy, be at last convinced it is only by exploring and enlarging the sphere of his tastes and whims, it is only by sacrificing everything to the senses' pleasure that this individual, who never asked to be cast into this universe of woe, that this poor creature who goes under the name of man may be able to sow a smattering of roses atop the thorny path of life. Dialogue the First.
Good day, my friend. And what of Monsieur de Monse?
He'll be here promptly at 4. We do not dine until 7, and we'll have, as you see, ample time to chat.
You know, my dear brother, I do begin to have a few misgivings about my curiosity and all the obscene plans scheduled for today. Chevalier, you overindulge me, truly you do. The more sensible I should be, the more excited and libertine this accursed mind of mine becomes, and all that you have given me but serves to spoil me. At 26, I should be sober and staid, and I'm still nothing but the most licentious of women. Oh, I've a busy brain, my friend. You'd scarce believe the idea I have, the things I'd like to do. I supposed that by confining myself to women, I would become better behaved. That were my desires concentrated upon my own sex, I would no longer pant after yours. Pure fantasy, my friend. My imagination has only been pricked the more by the pleasures I thought to deprive myself of. I have discovered that when it is a question of someone like me, born for libertinage, it is useless to think of imposing limits or restraints upon myself. Impetuous desires immediately sweep them away. In a word, my dear, I am an amphibious creature. I love everything, everyone, whatever it is. It amuses me. I should like to combine every species. But you must admit, Chevalier, it is not the height of extravagance for me to wish to know this unusual demonstration.